Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 7. A group different from any in all world history. The Book of Revelation describes a people who in the last days have permitted the Holy Spirit to mold them, to teach them, to train them, to be like Christ in character. I looked, says John, and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, a symbol of the church, and with him 144,000. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. In their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. We can't wash any portion of God's word down the drain. It's written here for us to believe. These people, as a group, are different from any others in all world history, for they sing as it were a new song before the throne. A new song means a new experience. And a new experience means they have heard and received a new message, a fresh proclamation of the everlasting gospel which has accomplished this wonderful achievement. Yes, the gospel of Christ is the power of God to salvation. But this is a clearer proclamation of that gospel. Luther, Calvin, and the 16th century reformers saw much light and were a blessing to the world. But in these last days we live in the time of the great three angels' messages of Revelation 14 and of that message of the fourth angel in chapter 18. The everlasting gospel is now more fully being revealed. Its purpose is not merely to prepare people to die, but to prepare the corporate body of God's people for translation without seeing death. Granted, some will refuse this last day's ministry of Christ as our great high priest. But there will be many who will honor him by permitting the Holy Spirit to work upon their hearts. Today those three angels are going everywhere in the world, proclaiming a most precious message. Soon the fourth angel will join them, and a voice will sound from heaven in some way to every person in the world, "Come out of Babylon, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues." That voice is speaking to you. It is telling you the good news that Christ has already saved you. You can be a new person. You don't have to stay in old, dark spiritual Egypt, for he has set you free. The prison doors are open. Walk out into the sunshine.